I'm not quite sure how we're supposed to introduce our next pair of guests. What exactly am I supposed to be saying here? That one of them has won 5 Grammy Awards, the Mark Twain Award, is an iconic actor, a comedy legend, a novelist and a playwright, and that the other is a multi-Emmy Award-winning actor of stage, cinema, TV, comedy legend, and yet again, writer and recipient of the Order of Canada. Because even those descriptions don't come close to doing the careers of either men justice. So, instead, let's just introduce them, because everyone knows them, and everyone has multiple reasons for loving them. Steve Martin and Martin Short. Yes, that's right. Steve Martin and Martin Short. Welcome to the show.
That is the best introduction either one of us have ever had. Absolutely correct. You know, no one lists awards like that. I didn't even know I had those awards until they just heard them.
I actually broke into your house and checked your shelves.
You told me you had them yesterday, you told me. Yeah, that's true.
The show's called Now You See Them, Soon You Won't. It's coming to Melbourne in November. What's it about?
It's about a comedy show. It's a two-hour comedy hijinks, professionally staged with music, and you know, our goal is to be as funny as possible, and the show flies along. We've never had anyone say it's too long or anything. You know, the show just moves quickly, and it's outrageous, and it's also straightforward at the same time.
You both met.
A friend of ours, Catherine Hare, referred to it as a children's show for adults.
You met on the film of The Three Amigos. Was it love at first sight for the two of you?
Well, I don't know if it was love at first sight. It was laughter at first. That's what she said, isn't it? You said laugh at first sight?
No, I said love. I went much deeper.
I thought you said laughter at first sight, and I was going to say, yes, it kind of was that, because I found Marty to be very funny, and I thought, yeah, I'd like to hang around this guy more.
Steve, some of the jokes in this, they're borderline roasts. Do either of you ever find them cutting a little too close to the bone?
No, we never do. You know, they're not actually borderline roasts, they're roasty. And, of course, roasting has gotten more serious and hurtful, but we actually never, you know, we work on these lines together. Yeah, you know, we come up with them together. So there's nothing that is going to really hurt the other guy. In fact, we're surprised sometimes when we're on stage and we'll be, you know, doing like putting down the other guy. And then for some reason, one joke, the audience will go, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
You know, thinking it's way too far over the line. We're going, what a minute, that was a same level of put down the first 5 jokes were, you know. So,
but they're all it's all comedic exaggerated put down. At one point, I say to Steve, you know what I like about Steve? It never lets him. He never gets upset when people come up to him and say, "Big fan, Angela Lansbury." Well, obviously, no, he's done that. But so it's heightened insult.
Now, I mean, obviously, you guys have been on the stage for a long time. Does it feel different for you now when you go out on stage? Or do you still have that same feeling as you did, you know, in those early days?
There's always a feeling of wanting to do your best. And whenever you're feeling you're wanting to do your best, there's a little different level of excitement in your nerves and blood. Marty's extremely calm about to go on stage, and I would say I'm less calm, but not in any extreme way.
You do have differing styles of comedy, though. Your approach to writing and comedic, and just punchlines even, it seems to be unique to each and individual one of you. How do you make it work seamlessly on the show?
Well, I think we do have different styles, but I think our sensibility is very similar. It's very, very unusual that if Steve said, gee, I want you to see this comedian on television. I think he's really funny, and I would look at it and not think it's funny. I 99% would think it's funny. I think that we, and it makes writing together and creating the show an easier process, because you're also coming from the same well of instinct.
But we also do very different things. Marty sings, he does impressions, he does characters, and I do none of that. I sing badly, a little bit, but, you know, I do play music, but, you know, I don't do impressions or characters. So I'm sort of I have sort of a false personality on stage of an arrogant guy.
After all these years, have you nailed it? Do you know exactly when a joke is going to work? I mean, you talk about this idea of the precision of comedy.
Well, that's two things. No, you don't know if something's going to work. You absolutely don't. In fact, we'll look at a joke and we'll say, oh, that's definitely going to work. And then it gets nothing. And then the other side of it is you think it won't possibly work, and then suddenly it's the biggest laugh on the show. So there is no... Yeah, I guess if you figured that out, it would be completely uninteresting.
Is there any chance Jiminy Glick will be making an appearance at the show?
Well, certainly an extension of Jiminy does make an appearance. I don't want to reveal the full...
Jiminy makes an appearance. It's definitely... Yes, Jiminy makes an appearance. Right. Absolutely. Correct.
Excellent. That's very, very exciting indeed.
Yeah.
Is part of the energy of working together being able to make each other laugh when you're not on stage?
Oh, yeah, we definitely make each other laugh off stage. I mean, what we actually like to do is gossip.
Yes.
And I was telling Marty, the only thing wrong with gossiping is you eventually run out. So you have to go to sleep at night and get more gossip.
It's just between us right now. What's the best gossip you've shared with each other recently?
Well, I see what you've done. You tried to trick me. we mainly gossip about... Our close friends who we, to their face, say we love.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't even know who we're talking about. You know, we just love, we love people's picadillos and little things that they would find offensive that we never would in our lives.
The show's called Now You See Them, Soon You Won't. Who are the performers, the other comedy legends that you're grateful to have seen before you couldn't anymore?
I always wanted to see Jack Benny. I don't know if everybody knows who he is these days, but we kind of overlapped a little bit in our lives. He was an older comedian. I was a younger comedian. But I still find myself influenced by him. But I was able to meet another comedian, but you probably don't know Steve Allen. He was a local star in America, comedy star. He had a great freewheeling sense of humor. I met Milton Berle. You might not know these names, but they're all people who came before me. So I never met Laurel and Hardy. I would have loved that.
The show is called Now You See Them, Soon You Won't. It's coming to Melbourne in the Melbourne Arena on the 15th of November. Tickets are already available. Steve Martin and Martin Short, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot.